This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. I go by the name of King Bash, with the Winter Stock himself, right? It's time to head straight into the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience, taking us through all things cars. Is our resident motoring journalist, Prashewin Naidu. This week, Prashewin gets behind the wheel of the entry-level Ford Ranger XL, a manual, fun to drive, and surprisingly efficient. Take on this big and boisterous Bucky. Then we switch gears to the all-new Volkswagen Transporter to find out whether, you know, it truly tops the previous generation. And of course, we're not leaving you without some soul with the hot jam of the week. Not forgetting a motoring tip to kickstart the weekend. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashewin. How are you doing this Friday?
I'm fantastic. In yourself, King Bash. How are you doing?
I feel so great. Feel so blessed. Thank you so much once again for joining us on the show. Really do appreciate you.
Thank you. Always a blessing.
Now, I mean, Prashewin, the Ford Ranger XL, what's it really like out on the road? I see there you mentioned that, you know what, it's a manual. So I'm really, really interested. Haven't been behind a wheel or within a car that is a manual. How was that feel?
Quite an enjoyable experience, I'll be honest with you. By just cruising around, it's been a while since I've actually had something on a test car that's manual, especially a Bucky. And obviously, Ford's DNA of being refined, composed, it still translates into the Ranger Bucky, because this is a six-speed manual transmission, really good, effortless shift. That 2-liter single turbo diesel motor, it's a lot less powered than, let's say, the full de la creme 2-liter bi-turbo diesel motor in the higher spec ranges, but it still packs enough amount of torque and punch. And just really addictive to drive. I found just on the open road, efficient as well. I see when I got the test car, it gave me a range of 880 kilometers. And then I see I'm getting about 8 liters per 100 kilometers. So it's quite a versatile performer. You get a lot of off-roading modes to play with. And just, yes, even though it is basic, it still does deliver on all departments, to be fair with you.
All right. Now, let's speak a bit about something in terms of the design, right? I mean, how does this base spec compare to the higher trims?
As you can imagine, it's still, you know, following in that theme of modern flair, but just simplistic, you know, the wheels, I believe it's 18-inch alloy wheels wrapped in thick rubber, white paint, body cladding. The front end also gets halogen lights, so you don't get modern LEDs. Even interior-wise, that you'll see it's cloth upholstery galore, but still purposeful, you know, looks tough. Styling is still distinctive than, you know, the higher trims. And, of course, lots of models to choose from the new double cab model. Definitely it's for those buyers that perhaps would look for a bit of extra flair, but a bit more conservative.
Now, let's enter inside. Let's be inside the cabin. Does it really, you know, feel durable? And what's the price on it?
Okay, so it starts at 720,000 rand for this four-door double cab. And, yeah, inside it's very durable. Lots of plastics, I see. The entertainment screen also is quite modern. It looks good. Cloth upholstery is a part on the floor. You get also rubberized mats. And just everything inside just chills. Nice. You know, I could live with this. I think the cabin would definitely age quite well in time, and it doesn't feel weighted, which is what most Buckys do feel like. I feel ever since in, let's say, your Navara or your Hilux, or you feel like this, at least you feel a bit proud of something you can cruise around with. It's modern. People that you cart around with, your passengers, they're actually quite respected because of just how nice and visually it looks. You also get a little virtual cluster as well to look at. And yeah, everything feels quite nice and handy.
All right. Interesting. Now, switching gears, Prashewin, the Volkswagen Transporter, what's your take on that?
Beautiful. I attended the launch. We went to Mpumalanga, and my word, really, really stunning steed, to be fair with you. Bigger, longer, a lot more versatile than before. Of course, Ford and VW have partnered, so it's basically a Ford Transit beneath the surface, just, you know, with the VW badging on top, but still quite lovely. I love that 2-liter four-cylinder turbo diesel motor, really refined, on par. We had it in different various variations of trims, about four different levels of trims. And it came in at about just over R1 million for it. So, yeah, wow. Not bad. Stunning car to look at. And really, I don't think anything else can come close to it. Even with Ford and their Transit, it's quite a good, solid all-rounder.
Oh, all right. So with Preshewin having a bit over R1 million, 1.2, is there something that he would buy?
I think if I was perhaps maybe at King Bash between me, if I had maybe, how many seats does it have in total? Maybe if I had 7 kids. and I had some money to spare, but you know me, I'm definitely going to probably go for a few cars. Even though it's probably double this price of that car, but I think it's quite a good pick for the family or it's moving around. So yeah, I would say definitely it's different. And I think over the Ford Transit, I probably would go for this because it's a 3W and I'm a VW person. I love VW. So yeah, I think that's where I'd go.
All right. No, that is so dope. Preshewin, thank you again, for joining us on the show. But before we let you go, can you please give us your motoring tip and a hot jam to kickstart the weekend?
All right. Thank you, King Bash. So here's one you probably haven't heard before. Rotate your spare tire into circulation every 6 months. Even onion spares can develop flat spots or lose pressure. So keeping it in use protects all 4 tires and avoids surprises if you really need it. Mm. And let's end off by NLE Chopper Angel.
Thank you so much, Preshewin. Have yourself a fantastic weekend. Catch you again next week, Friday.
Thank you so much, King Rash. Have a blessed one. And to the listeners out there, cheers.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.